Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Was It Real? The Hills Rewatch ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Welcome to Was It Real? The Hills Rewatch Podcast. I'm Brody Jenner here with my co-hosts Audrina Patridge, Frankie Delgado, and Heidi Montag Pratt.
Heidi,
we are so excited to have you here with us. I feel like you're such an amazing addition to the podcast because you were in so many of the episodes. We have lots to cover. And so just to get you up to par, like we did season one. If you didn't watch it, I don't know if you did or if you remember because it was so long ago, but we left off season one with Lauren staying with Jason instead of going to Paris.
Big mistake.
Oh, yeah. And then, and then Heidi, you break up with Jordan.
Great.
You're ready
choice.
To tackle the single life, which yeah. I think you came to me like immediately.
And
I
was
like, let's go.
Yes. He made himself cry. Yes.
And then Whitney kind of not really went to Paris. So I don't know. Before we dive into season two, Heidi, is there anything you want to say about season one or about the show or the start of it or anything?
I think this is the perfect place for me to pick up. I'm excited. I feel like this is where you and I have so much to divulge with this. So I think just getting into the juice of it, season one was great, but let's go on to season two.
I agree.
This is a perfect time because
there's some drama
that's coming. Something's going on there. I'm curious to see.
For sure.
Yeah, we'll give you all the BTS.
I know some BTS on Spencer's end too.
Well, my big question to you all is, was there a production break from season one and season two filming, and or did they just start right away when you guys ended off at that season one?
We have like 4 or 5 months, right? Because we ended in the spring, and then we had the spring summer where we were all wild. That's where I met you and Spencer. And Spencer and I took a break. We had a falling out.
Yeah, I don't remember why though. Like happened?
So what happened?
Please remind
me. I'll tell you what
happened. I didn't do it.
So
Let's clear this up. Okay. I did not date Spencer, so it was not about him.
It wasn't about Spencer. So we were like incredibly close, right? You and I were like best friends. We were so close. Lauren breaks up with Jason, and I'm spending more time with Lauren. Lo and behold, we hear from everyone that you're hanging out with Jason Waller. So then she was so mad.
That's why.
Oh my God. So then we were like, screw Adrena. I can't believe she's hanging out with Jason. And we heard that you guys were like dating, kind
no,
of.
No.
Which I'm
I
sure
never.
100% in retrospect, I'm like, that totally didn't happen.
I didn't know about this.
About this either.
Yeah. Adrena.
I know.
This is all new to me.
The Spencer thing happened. So that's why I was like, oh, first Jason, now Spencer.
And then Brody,
Adrena.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
No.
So that's why Lauren was so mad. And that's why you'll see throughout
Lauren
the
Lauren never
episodes,
liked me from the beginning. In the beginning, it was like a rough start, though.
Yeah, you know what? That was kind of true. I mean, she never, like,
I don't know.
She just was very closed off. Like, you just met Lauren at a tricky time. Like, she, I don't know. It was hard, right? Because I hardly hung out with Lauren when she was with Jason because it was just the two of them all the time.
Kind of weird because I hung out with her so much and she was so accepting, like, with me. Like, I never saw that other side that everybody else saw because I have pictures, like, hundreds of pictures of me, Lauren, and Jason, and me, you, and Lauren.
Well, you had a crush on Lauren in the beginning.
It wasn't a crush. It was a friendship.
We weren't allowed in the clubs, if I remember. There was a short period we weren't allowed in Frankie's clubs. That's not true. We got banned from a few clubs because Lauren and you weren't hanging out like that.
I never hung out like that till this day.
You had a crush on her. It was very Heidi,
that was not a crush on Lauren at all.
You had a crush on Lo.
This was when we first met you.
Yes, and Lo was part of this whole thing.
Lo was not. We didn't hang out with Lo. She didn't hang out with Lo until Lauren and I had a falling out, and then you came in.
Me, Lo,
we didn't
Lauren
hang out with Lo
and Kristen.
Lo was banned from our friend group at that point.
Hold on.
For like a year or two. Because they had understood, a following.
Understood. But remember, they came before with Laguna.
Well, okay, yeah, Laguna. And then her and Lo had a falling out or like a drifting or whatever they had. And then we had the friend group and Lauren and I moved up to LA together. And that's when you live with Talon. And that, you know, and we hung out with you often.
I'm going to explain this very simple. There's a lot of pictures here where it's literally... Jason,
why are you getting a little red in the cheeks though? What's going on?
Well, I'm just in pain. All right, I'm just looking for something else.
Well, wait, the whole Jason thing, that I'm sorry, but that so is that's like what happened. Crazy. This is what happened. That is insane.
We heard you were hanging out with, and there wasn't social media then, so we couldn't see if that was true or not.
I never hung out with Jason, just to set the record straight, ever alone. Like, if I did see him out at a club, it was always with groups of people, and we said, "What's up?" And that's it.
Like, at this point in my life, I 100% believe that. Yeah. And I feel like that's completely true. And I'm sure in the club back then, things just seemed, everything's dark and word of mouth. And anyways, that's why we weren't talking to you. And that's why with it, Lauren, when she's like playing it off, I was like, wait a minute, let's not pretend you don't know why we're not talking to Adrena, because we're not talking to Adrena because of you, you know?
But nobody would talk to me or call me. It was so confusing.
And I'm like a ride or die friend in person, you know? So I was like, oh, if Adrena's going that way and she knows what you just went through, then yeah, we're both, if you're done with her, I'm done with her. That's fine.
And I think honestly, back then, our communication skills were really bad. Like now that we're older, it's like you actually confront things head on and you talk through it. And you're like, well, this is what happened and I don't feel good about it or whatever. Back then it was like, you're cut and then you don't know why. And it's like, okay, but for me, I still had to like show up and film with everyone. So it was so confusing for me.
I'm sure.
And producers too didn't want you to know too much, because then they wanted you kind of have that surprise reaction when you were confronted with something, right?
I mean, they
would try to hide certain things. I know that, not because then you could think about your answers or what you're going to say before you go in. So I know that they were pretty sneaky too.
Totally. Yeah, they were. I see. That would be hard on your end. I can see how that would be. And like showing up, and I experienced that later. And I always thought about that. It's like, oh, that was so funny that we cut Adrena out and then I got cut out by you and Lauren later. So anyways, we can just get into this. So that's why we should move forward.
Thank you for clearing that up.
You're welcome.
Well, this also is like your big episode, Brody.
I'm the biggest cheese ball. I already watched it. I'm like, I can't even watch myself. It's so hard to watch myself on TV.
You did great, man.
I could tell that, whatever. When we came back from the club, I could tell I was very, I must have had a few drinks because I was being very, very like, oh, you saw, I don't even know. Anyway.
We'll get into all that.
Today's episode is season 2, episode 1, Out with the Old. And after a rocky summer with her boyfriend, Jason, Lauren decides to break it off and returns to work to face her boss. And trouble brews as Adrena and I date the same guy. The episode aired on January 15th, 2007. That's like two days ago.
16 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I feel so old. This show is just to date you. It's like, oh my gosh.
16 years ago.
Oh my gosh, you guys, we're getting old.
Yeah, we are.
Wow.
Oh my goodness. Well, and then, okay, so this episode starts off, basically, they just get right into it. They show Lauren driving up in front of Jason's and she drops off her golf clubs and like a bag of towels. And I remember he was like, these towels aren't mine. Like, I think Jason brought this up. We had him on. He was like, half of the stuff she brought wasn't even mine. They just made her bring stuff to me, like for the breakup. This is the scene where Sophia Rossi was on and she spoke about how she was hiding in the closet listening to the goodbye and how real of this scene this actually was.
Yeah.
I didn't know Lauren that well then, but you were there for through all of this.
Yeah, this was super real. This was incredibly hard. Lauren thought she was going to marry Jason. I mean, that was like the love of her life. She had like a scrapbook with her wedding stuff in it. Basically, they had been inseparable for however long, you know, and in the beginning, it was really on and off. I know, I'm sure you remember, like when we moved up, they were together and then they weren't. And then it was like official because they had just broken
because
up.
I would see you guys at the club and then I wouldn't see you.
Yeah,
totally. I would only see you at the club. And then.
Right. I just stayed in the club.
I'm going to live in the club.
Yeah, I'm a club rat officially. But it was the hardest thing she's ever been through. And she was just devastated. And, you know,
and
that's why.
You can honestly feel that. Brody, you were talking about this too. Like in some of the scenes, you really feel and know what was really genuine and whenever you watch it. like sure. the tears and everything. And then, so then the next scene, it was at Bolt House Productions, Heidi, where I think they like promote you to work at Aria. So it was like your first night working at the club.
Yeah, which wasn't really real. I'm sure you remember too, like I wasn't really allowed to work at Bolt House. Like I was, they paid me a check to be there, but I basically played solitaire all day. And then like sometimes they let me work at the club because I'd be like, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
Like at least let me be at the club. And so they like started to let me be at the club sometimes. And I was like, and I need a check. Like I think we got like $1,000 for the first whole season or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was like you needed to make money. Paid at all. I remember that.
Yeah, season one. And so then with Bolt House, it was great because they're getting all the promotions. So we wanted to keep me there to, you know, have it be, they should have had you more integrated.
Through that.
That would have been smarter.
They literally never brought me in through that.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with the clubs, how I got involved. Right.
Were you working with Bolt House?
Yeah.
So
he would really come into the office working. And
I was literally there working.
Oh, wow.
And I would see her there and I'm like, oh, hey, Heidi. She like said hi to me. He's like,
yeah, I'd be like, oh, yeah, you're like really like working.
You were playing the little snake game also.
Yeah, totally. I would. So I just pretend to work there. So this is like a pretend promotion. That's why everyone's like smiling, sitting there watching me.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
you can kind of tell too. It's like, is this real? Is it not? But there's always so many questions about it.
But that office was fun. It was a fun office because there was a lot of like everybody was the same age and everybody could come in and like kind of like. It was not as serious as it looked on the show.
Right.
Like Brent wasn't just in the office; he was.
And I actually knew really Brent really well from even before the show, just through mutual friends. So
because you were dating Shannon,
Shannon Leto, and him and Brent were like best friends. Right. So we would all go on double dates and hang out and go to his house and cook and like. So it was. I thought it was awesome whenever they integrated Brent or Bolt House and you worked for them because it's like everybody was coming together.
I know there was so many more through lines and they, you know, but they want to compartmentalize.
Yeah.
That was the coolest part of Hollywood back then when it was just the Alliance and Brent Bolt House. And we would go out just like to actually like enjoy the night. And then I started working in the nightclub business and I became kind of like the little brother of them.
Yeah.
Whatever his night was always like the night to go out. I remember that. If it was a Bolt House party, that's where you wanted to be. There wasn't multiple.
It was the Alliance or Bolt House.
Right.
For example, Ledoux on Friday nights, and there was nothing else. It was like you either went there or else you were like at a bar because nothing else mattered.
Right. Yeah, so getting Heidi into that was like genius for the show because we were going to go there anyways.
Right. When you look at your hair, are you 100% happy? I mean, for years, I've tried every product under the sun, hoping that each one would improve my hair and health and help me achieve the hair goals that I've been wanting. I mean, especially when you have hot irons and curling irons in it. So this has been great for me with everything that it has to offer. So thanks to Vegamore, not only am I finally seeing my results, but I'm finally getting my hair that I've always wanted.
Yes, Vegamore has transformed my hair. This is like their holistic approach to hair health, and they use smart botanicals that promote visibly thicker, fuller, longer looking hair. And all their products are cruelty free and never contain parabens or hormones,
which is everything to me. So Vegamore has something for everyone looking to improve their hair. The Grow Revitalization Shampoo and Conditioner Kit works together to create visibly thicker hair and improves the hair from the roots. I mean, just massage that shampoo into your scalp for about 60 seconds, then you follow up with the conditioner, and really it's just that simple.
Yeah. The Grow Revitalizing Shampoo and Conditioner Kit is it's actually a part of my routine now. And I just love that it makes my scalp feel so clean and my hair looks refreshed. And no joke, it looks like I just walked out of a salon every day because it's so shiny.
It does. It looks incredible. Get the hair you've always wanted with Vegamore. Go to vegamore.com/hills. Use code HILLS to save 20% on your first order.
That's VEGAMOUR.com/hills. Code HILLS to save 20% at vegamore.com/hills. With HelloFresh, you can get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit.
I love how easy the recipes are on HelloFresh, not to mention healthy. And with a new baby at home, I just need something simple, fresh, and delicious to feed the family.
Tia and I are really enjoying the fast and fresh recipes. It's HelloFresh's latest line of meals that are ready in 15 minutes or less. We made the falafel power bowls last night and they were bomb.
HelloFresh is here to help you eat better by delivering fresh ingredients and easy recipes right to your door, taking the hassle out of dinner time. Choose calorie smart and carb smart recipes or even customize select meals by swapping proteins or sides, upgrading your proteins, or adding proteins to a veggie dish.
Go to HelloFresh.com/TheHill60 and use code TheHill60 for 60% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/TheHills and use code TheHill60 for 60% off plus free shipping. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
So Heidi, then in this episode, so I remember, like, and honestly, I don't even know if this call was real or if I called, like, Sophia's phone.
Yeah.
But I called you, like, you're at work and then you don't answer your phone. And I'm like, hey, Heidi, are you mad at me? Like, I haven't heard from you. I don't know what's going on. And they show you look at the phone and put it down.
Yeah. And I don't remember either if that was real or not. But I do know I really wasn't talking to you.
Yeah.
You know,
so like that.
Were you genuinely mad or were you trying to play up a little drama?
Yeah, no, we were like done with Jason.
Yeah, yeah. We were like. Because of the Jason.
And nobody told me.
It makes sense with the Jason thing.
Right. And so it was my place, but not. You know, like it wasn't my place to say. Because that was Lauren's fight that I just jumped into.
But we went from being super close to like, I just didn't hear from you at all.
But did you go out with Spencer before that phone call to Heidi?
No.
No, Spencer had nothing to do with it.
No.
Nothing.
And
no.
Spencer wasn't my boyfriend then. They say boyfriend on the Chiron. He wasn't. Mm-hmm. We weren't
yeah,
even.
Yeah, that was still very new.
That was so new. Like, I was dating other people. He was dating other people.
And you
guys, I was dating other people.
I was with Justin through all this.
Yeah.
He wasn't on camera, but he'd always go to the clubs and be off camera.
Right. I remember that was a big deal that he wouldn't film because he did our hair
for the season one promo shoot.
Yeah.
What? Right.
Well, no, but he did our hair for this very first season for the cover of the DVD and stuff. And so I was like, oh, this guy I'm dating, he's going to do all of our hair. And but he just didn't want to film. So he'd always be at the club or places with us, but just would never go on camera. So I'd film and then go back to his table.
I knew him as he was Adam Levine's hairdresser.
Yeah.
That's why I went to him. And then I found out through me sitting there, he was like doing my hair. He's like, oh yeah, I'm dating a girl that's like on that show, The Hills, or like whatever. And I'm like, oh, which one? It's like Audrina. He's like, oh, cool. And I never even made anything of it. Like, why aren't you on the show? Because I wasn't on the show yet.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, I was on the background with him probably like.
Yeah, that's why I would run and film in the scene and then I'd run back to the other table.
Yeah.
So that was so confusing, but wow.
I see why you were confused.
You guys all would do that, by the way. You guys would go to my table as soon as like you're seeing things, you go to my table.
Yes, we did.
And run back.
I know. So they should have just filmed that. Yeah. That's what would have been smart.
I always remember this. The thing I always say is just doing this in the mic.
Right.
I just remember all the time. If you ever wanted to tell somebody like off camera, all you have to do is just while you're talking, just do that. Just talk to that because they'll never use that.
Frankie, let's go to
they did shot. Use the footage.
Did
that
they use
not
it? Oh, really?
All the time.
Yeah, it does.
I'm like, Lauren, that was a full setup, girl.
And they heard some shit on my end. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
We used to talk very freely doing that.
Well, okay, so let's get back. So the next scene was Lauren and Whitney reunite in the Ting Vogue office. And this is where Whitney describes to Lauren how her time was in Paris and asks Lauren about how. You know, how was the beach house with Jason and did it last?
Short-lived.
Yeah. So this episode, really, there's so much going on in it, but it's kind of catching everybody up from the last 5 months of not filming. Sophia Rossi, who was on previously, said that Paris was an option. And if Lauren wanted it, but since she passed, Whitney didn't really go. But I don't know, Heidi, maybe you can answer this.
I thought Whitney really went. That was the thing because Whitney really worked. She really worked at Teen Vogue.
Yeah, that was like
she
a real
really
thing.
Worked
right.
at, yeah, all
wasn't
places.
She already working there she when was, yeah. Lauren, when but she was already there.
And she just had an internship for W the season before or the year before. She was at USC. Like Whitney was a really serious person. So for her, like she wouldn't hang out with us off camera ever.
Ever.
Remember?
None of us.
None
and
of
we,
us.
We filmed.
How about
for
never?
Never. Yeah.
Actually,
I mean, never.
You're like, right. Never.
Yeah. I was always like, okay, fine. We don't want to hang out with you either, Whitney.
But we all had fun with her because we filmed a lot before we started.
well, whatever. She totally dissed us. And then later, I find out that she was actually hanging out with Spencer's friends because she was dating Spencer's best friend. And so he knew her. Yeah, Dave Chernin. And then Spencer went to high school with Whitney.
That's right.
And middle school. So she knew him. So I remember in the beginning, she said to me, like, he's just going to break up with you for the finale. And I
was
like,
is that what she said?
Yeah, she did when Spencer and I got serious. And so that was always in the back of my mind. And I said that to him. I'm like, Whitney told me you're going to break up with me for the finale. And if you are, do it now. Because I have things to do. If you're going
to have people to meet, things to do.
Yeah, like, I gotta know if your clock is ticking.
Next.
You know, I'm on a show. We got to keep it going.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's so funny. I'm so glad you're on because we were like, all the pieces, like, we needed it.
Yeah,
it all fits
I'll give you the other side. All right. Anyways, Lisa.
Back to Lauren and Whitney. Then Lisa calls the girls to the office. And this is, the iconic scene where Lisa Love tells Lauren that she'll always be known as the girl that didn't go to Paris.
Discuss that.
Okay.
Lauren didn't go to Paris. She's going to always be known as the girl who didn't go to Paris. Do you regret that decision? How was your summer at the beach with your boyfriend? Did that work out for you?
And then Lauren goes back to you and, like, complains about her day and you guys talk about it. And So, Heidi, do you remember how Lauren felt about this storyline? Because you were there behind the scenes and in front for it all.
Yeah, it definitely was hard for her to put it out there, you know, and I think that not going to Paris was literally the least of her concerns. She was always very, very serious about image crafting, you know, like Lauren has her image that she wanted. She had, you know, she's the narrator. She is this, she is that. So I think for her, it was a balance of like, okay, well, what is the image of this? What do I really want to portray? How much of this can I talk about? I remember her talking to Adam, like, I'll talk about it this one time and that's it, you know, that type of situation. So she was really just distraught and talking about it. She just was obviously, you see, crying and just put it all out there, and good for her to
a little humiliated too that she put her heart into that so much. And
and there was so much going on off camera of that with, you know, now we know, but like with that whole sex tape type thing happening or whatever it was or wasn't. I don't know. It's none of my business and I don't care. But that
Which
was.
I think we'll get into that later.
So that was like a heightened thing that she was dealing with, and then her parents, and then dealing with the show and being told all of this at 20, you know, with the filming. So I think she probably just felt a lot of pressure and was ready to move forward at the same time. Like, I just want to be that done with sense. All this.
Yep. Well, and then...
But I don't know. I'm not
so
Lauren.
Then it cuts to, like, the fun scenes, which is always with you,
Heidi.
Thank you. So you're at dinner at the Don Antonio's. Uh-huh. You and Spencer, like, this is your spot.
Still to this day.
Yeah, we went there recently.
Really?
I love that place. That's my spot, too. That's the best. That's the best place.
Oh, my
ever.
Gosh. And Spencer, I watched this, and I was like, what? you tell him all about the area opening, and he asks you if I'm going, and you tell him no. And then you say that everyone at Bolt House hated me. And then I think, Heidi, you ask Spencer if I ever hit on him, and he says, no, never. Like, we never hung out. It was always a friend vibe.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I feel like, do you think that was kind of amped up, that scene a little bit, or just to like kind of amp the drama between us, right?
So this has been really funny to watch back because we film from the beginning to end, right? And this is the most season I've seen so far. Well, we're on season two, but that's cut and pasted. So this was months later. You know, this wasn't with the same – this wasn't like when Spencer and I were – you know, like it's all pieced together. They're all different scenes from different times.
Like,
right, my hair is
like,
different.
Like,
things are different. So it was the area opening. But Spencer and I weren't exclusive. He wasn't my boyfriend, like the Chiron says. We were both dating other people. And then I think something came up about you. I don't know if it already happened or if this was a...
Just a rose thing?
Well, that's what I was like. Maybe she just said that to like amp up the drama
a
little
bit.
I remember when he had to go film that scene with the rose. So, I still remember.
Oh my God.
He's like, I'm going to go down there and strip some real drama right now. Watch this. Like, he was...
So what I've heard from Spencer from the beginning, and he has no reason to tell me differently, but was that he wanted to be on the show, right? And I had dated some of his friends, and maybe he wasn't happy about that, and we had been playing back and forth, and we broke up over the summer. I mean, we were never official, Right. So, but we were, Spencer and I played a lot of games. Thankfully, they didn't show all my side because, oh my gosh, that would be so embarrassing. But I think a lot of the guys I was dating wouldn't sign on anyways. So that made it easier. Mm-hmm.
We saw that in season one with Jordan a little bit. Or actually, some of them did show up in the club.
We were dating like people who were on shows or like, you know, other things. So they weren't like coming on reality TV at that time. But so we weren't official. And then he said he wanted to come on, make the drama, and that you were at Chateau Marmont with Sophia because he was hanging out with Nicole Richie and and all that. And he was like, great, let's bring Adrienne to the club and start
that's
some drama.
How it happened. I knew. And I think we talked about this.
Because
like,
he said
that
you guys
planned.
Never, it was a friend vibe.
Like, yeah, you guys it
was. So he was telling the truth. But, you know, Spencer's also really charming and flirty and cute. Yeah. And that's one of my favorite features about him and got me from a young age. So it's like, I get it.
Well, and I think even watching this episode or one of the scenes, it's like we're at the club and we'll get into this more too. But I, at that moment, it's like, you guys, it was like when I was there, I was invisible. And it's like, I had to show up and film because the producers are making me go, but nobody's talking to me. And it was so awkward and uncomfortable. And then Spencer would be the only one that would actually talk to me. So I'm like, okay, well, at least someone's talking to me, you know, and then I could just run away from the cameras again.
And kudos to you for showing up. Because how hard to show up
for real,
to like a mean, not mean girl, but like, I mean, kind of a situation where you're iced out on camera.
I didn't know that was going to happen. I talked to Brody about this. I was so naive to it. I really didn't know why you were mad at me or you guys didn't like me. Like, so I knew something was up, but I really didn't know why. So I just like, oh, yeah, I'll go.
Right.
I'll just talk to him.
I don't think you even knew I dated Spencer because we weren't talking then. So I don't even think that was a thing because I was like, oh, my gosh, you showed up with Spencer intentionally. But then I've thought about it. I'm like, I think we had a falling out and you didn't even know.
I really didn't.
And you couldn't piece today the puzzle of like when you guys shot that scene where he gives you the rose and when was that, right? Was it like after the fact?
That was like, really the same rose.
And that scene, I was actually on my way to Vegas and I had a car full of my girlfriends and Adam DeVallo was like, Adrienne, could you just stop at Pinkberry for 10 minutes? We just need you for 10 minutes. And I was like, okay, I never asked questions. I would show up, but I didn't know what I was filming or who was going to be there.
Little did you know.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there and all of a sudden Spencer walks up and I was like, oh my God, here we go.
Yeah. And I think Spencer
was
ready to play.
Were you pretty close with Spencer then or no? Like, were you friends with him or not? Barely. No, I feel like you guys barely knew each other.
Yeah, Spencer said you guys didn't even have each other's phone numbers. No, I remember. But you're both like, let's just film.
100%.
You know?
I remember that.
Yeah. To me,
because I think Spencer was also like, because we were good friends with Sean Travis, and Sean Travis was the executive producer. Right. So Spencer was definitely coming up with ideas like, yo, and calling Sean Travis, like, hey, how about this? How about I go down and bring Rose down to Adrienne? And they'd be like, oh my God, that's gold. That's great.
I mean, it was
Let's
genius.
Do it. You know, they would kind of let him sort of almost help executive produce the show as well.
Well, you guys just came from Princes of Malibu, which was on Fox, and you guys had just scripted. I'll let you divulge more.
Well,
of that,
but I mean, we just done Fox for Princes of Malibu for Fox, and we had a lot of experience in doing that sort of thing and kind of like scripting out situations. And I had my stepdad come and yell. I mean, we had a lot of experience. So when we went on the hills, Spencer's brain was just. I wasn't really doing much of it. I was more just kind of going with the flow. But he was like. He's a natural at that stuff. He's always been
good
at like
creative.
He's very creative.
When they showed me the show and they were telling me like about what was gonna come forward and what he was thinking before, like when Prince of Malibu, he was so smart. He was just like this is gonna, and his stepdad's gonna come in and he's gonna catch us and like all these things were like how do you think that? And then you go and made it and.
He knew what he was. Even when you guys got together, like you can see a lot of the stuff. It was like you guys were definitely like
it was produced.
There was definitely a point where you guys became a team.
We have that conversation and that comes later in like the season when we're like, okay, we either need to like be official and get on the same page or call it a day, you know? And so that was like a conversation we
partnered up. And honestly, I feel like if that didn't happen, who knows where the hills would have went. You know what I mean? Like, without you guys in the drama and Spencer, like, feeling the fire.
Well, remember season two, we barely got season two. Like, it was like, okay, it's all good. Right. Let's do one more. Let's see. But I think it would have been canceled. It was already a talk if it was going to be.
Oh, I didn't
like
know
the
that.
Pilot was a big deal if it was getting picked up. Season two, you know, we didn't know it was going to get picked up. And then
we needed
it did,
the guys.
Actually, Freaky was a really big missing part that I think they missed out on because you were on the both sides and it would have really connected. But I guess it was more about the girls at that point.
At that point, it was just about the girls, right? And they didn't care much about like what I could have like brought. That like bridge that I could have bridged on.
I know. It would have been more natural and flow.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but I am a sucker for try it free for 30 days. And that is just enough time for you to completely forget about a subscription or service. Before you know it, you're paying a subscription for stuff you do not use every single month. With Rocket Money, you can change that with a few quick taps.
Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill, is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills, all in one place. The average person has around 12 paid subscriptions. Think about it. With Rocket Money, you can quickly identify and cancel all your unwanted subscriptions.
It's so easy to use. I signed up with Rocket Money and realized I had at least 3 subscriptions that I do not remember signing up for. You locate that subscription on the app and just press cancel. Rocket Money will cancel it for you. No more hassles of waiting on hold with customer service.
Over 3 million people have used Rocket Money, saving the average person up to $720 a year. Stop throwing your money away. Cancel unwanted subscriptions and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/hills.
That's rocketmoney.com/hills. rocketmoney.com/hills.
When I saw you walk up to the opening of Area, my night, my promotion with the guy I really was in love with, my blood did boil.
Let me tell you.
But he swore on his mother's life that they didn't come together.
Right. We really didn't,
well,
though.
You met there. You met there.
We really didn't. They had us all huddled, mic'd us. We're waiting to go in. They let Lauren, Jen Bunny, like half of the girls go in together, and they hold me back. And I was like, okay, am I going to walk by myself again? Like, here we go. And then Abria, who I used to hang out with, was there. And then I see Spencer. And they're like, okay, your friend can go with you, but you're walking in with Spencer. And I was like, all right, I'm just going to walk right in.
But,
right.
By the way.
And you were there too.
I was literally right there, but just you could see me get cut off completely because my table was next to theirs.
Yeah.
So Brody and me could like really hang out and like we would just be like, observing everything.
Yeah, but that really, he really knew how to like get you fired up.
Oh, that
because you were really pissed.
Oh, I really was. And it's funny because I think he was still mad about the summer. I mean, like it was a very tag you're it type of thing. And so I actually changed my phone number on him and I told Sophia Rossi, do not give Spencer my phone number.
Oh my God.
And he was trying all summer.
I forgot that you guys had a little break there for
what?
A minute.
Yeah,
I remember,
we did.
I know, I forgot about
wait,
that.
This all makes
because
sense. He used me to make you mad.
And it worked so well. So Spencer and I met through Kristen Cavallari and Brody Jenner when they were living at Casablanca together. Yep. And first night I met Spencer, I went back there and it was great. And that was Casablanca for you. And I fell in love with Spencer that night. Literally for me, it was love at first sight. And I had been dating, you know, famous people and successful people. And so it just was not that. It wasn't that you guys were on a show or anything. Like I just saw him and it truly, like the depths of my being, I loved him. And
it's so sweet.
Thank you. But but we're players. And I was like, I can't just tell, you know, I got to work there.
Yeah, you guys are both.
Right.
He has playmates all around. This guy's a little out of my league. I got to like figure this out one step at a time, you know? So anyways, we hung out a lot then and we hung out with you guys a lot.
Yep.
And then he was doing the Cabo, his famous dance where he had a girl's legs wrapped around and he'd throw her in one hand.
Oh my God, the dance! I forgot about the dance.
So after he did the Cabo one night,
Oh my God.
And he told me that night, like, I'm falling in love with you, which he'll still deny to this day. But I told Kristen Cavallari, I'm like, Spencer said he's falling in love with me, which he was. And he did say that.
And so then he got all freaked out and mad. And he did, and he was. But he always said, like, I don't want a wife. I don't want a girlfriend.
And I was like, that's it's because you haven't met me. But, you know,
you
then,
knew, you knew.
I knew. I was just like, this is it for me. So then we had a break. I changed my phone number on him. I told Sophia not to. So the only way he could even get a hold of me and was mad at me for doing that was showing up with you. Yeah. And so, anyways.
Dang. And that, like, yeah. That sucks.
Right
for
around
us.
That time when he was dating Kristen at that time, and we had nothing to do with the Hills, me and Kristen filmed Punked.
Well, you're driving an Escalade. I'm driving a freaking Bonneville. Now we're even, dude. Now we're even. Now we're even.
Get it? See how it is?
Yeah, dude, what the f you gonna do? Dude, what? Dude, what the f?
You're f.
What the f are you doing?
That's right.
Oh, yeah, I remember
that was such a big deal.
Punked, and it was such a big deal that she was like getting punked. And the fact that Ashton and his producers were calling me and they were like, yo, we should get her. Like, we should punk her. She's such a star. Da, da, da. Like, they were looking at her like she was going to be a super, which
she was.
Was
yeah.
And she clearly continued to be. Right. And I think that's what led me into the MTV door because I was. Yeah.
Oh, right. For sure.
I remember that. And then Lauren and I were looking everywhere like, are you next? Is Lauren getting punked? Like,
oh,
she wanted to get punked so bad. She was so mad it was Kristen, not her.
Lauren never got punked, did she?
No, but we always thought she was going to, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I'm going to have to look that up.
Oh, wait. She was next.
Oh, Frankie. You remember Frankie with the baseball bat in that?
No.
You never saw it?
No, I never saw it. I need to do it.
Anyways, the next day at Bolt House, I'm telling Elodie about what happens, and I announce that I'm leaving because I don't feel well. And this was all completely fake. So then I say I have had these symptoms, and I'm feeling dizzy and sick and all this. And they asked me to do this. And this was like 2 months.
Were you really having all the symptoms?
No.
Okay. You weren't really pregnant.
I never had a pregnancy scare until I had Gunner, which wasn't a scare. It was a plan. But they asked me to do this. And this is when they started asking to do more fake personal storylines. Mm-hmm. This was my first fake personal storyline that they ever really asked me to do. And I didn't understand like what a big deal it was and that people were going to like, people went crazy about it. And they chopped it up looking like it was the beginning. But this is actually when Spencer and I were serious and like committed to. And I was like, okay, I'll do that. And like we had, this is at the middle or end of the season.
Yeah.
But they put it in the first beginning to make Spencer look worse.
Well, and it just, and it, like, it's entertainment. Yeah. It's like juicy and
right.
Like,
first episode. You're right. Oh, okay. So that was filmed towards the end of the season.
People
and then they put it in the first.
Season,
okay.
The season's completely filmed and then they need to go do add-ons to every episode to make sense of the storyline.
Right.
So it's, or redo scenes.
This is 6 months
or,
later probably, right?
Yeah. So they, so they probably just needed something. You know, and I wouldn't have said yes to this in the beginning of the season anyways. I would have been like,
well, thank you for doing that because I think that's why we got season 3.
Yeah.
Literally, right?
Seriously. Just that right there.
Well, that's the episode.
Yeah, that's the episode. That was a good one.
All right, well, let's get into some fan calls. But before we do, we just want to say thank you guys for listening and rating the show. We'd love to hear what you passionate fans think.
If you have any questions for us, leave us a message at speakpipe.com/thehills, or you can email us thehills@castmedia.com. That's cast with a K, or you leave your questions in the comment on our YouTube page. Was it real? The Hills Rewatch.
Yes. Well, let's get into the fan questions. These are fun, Heidi.
Okay.
Get ready for them.
Hello. My question is to my favorite Heidi. What really happened in real life? How did Lauren actually receive the news of you and your excitement around getting your job at Bolt House? Because it came off real bitchy and catty on the show, where she's disapproving of the fact that you've left FIDM, etc. So how did you feel? Do you remember what she actually said and felt in real life? And kind of you can already see the cracks forming in the friendship between you and Lauren. So what was that about?
Great question. You're my favorite too. Thank you. This was a real reaction. Lauren was pissed that I left FIDM. She was so mad that I was not going to school with her anymore. I mean, we met in school and that was such a part of our friendship. And she wanted me to be there. Like Lauren didn't want to be alone really anywhere. Like she wanted me to be at school with her. You know, we were roommates. We were really close and did a lot of things together. But the thing was, she got a scholarship for school and they were paying for it because she was on the show. And I had had no money and I couldn't even really afford it. And I was going into debt. And that was part of the reason why I quit school. I was like, well, you're getting this for free. We're on the same show and I'm already $100,000 in debt going to fashion school. So I'll take a pause from this. And if I want to come back another time, I will. But at this point in my life, I can't afford this. And I also have to work and I also need another job. And I don't come from a privileged family and I have to support myself. So that was one of the main reasons why I quit. But Lauren really was mad. And, you know, it was kind of her way. And you had to kind of play her game. And it was on her
terms.
Yeah. Thank you, mom brain. Yeah, it was on her terms. So, you know, and she kind of has a bitchy side. So that's just what happens.
Okay, so question two is from Trisha.
Hey, everyone. This is Trisha from Connecticut. Longtime Hills fan from the first episode. I'd like to know, once you started filming season two after season one aired, is there anything about filming that you started to approach differently once you figured out MTV's way of doing things and editing? Thanks so much. Love your podcast and look forward to it every week. Love you guys. Thanks.
Aw, thanks, Trisha. I think for me, it's like I caught myself saying like and and always playing with my hair. And I was like, don't do it. Don't do it. It just makes
like,
you aware.
What are you talking about?
But yeah, I didn't really, you're more aware of like your demeanor and like the way you look and like the looks you give and what you do.
I didn't care. I was like, I'm still having fun. I'm turning up. I am going to enjoy this so much. I think I felt more.
Did you watch it the first time when you did the first season?
Yeah, I did. I've seen some. But I think from the beginning and second, I literally don't care. I remember Lauren saying to me, like, are you okay with your image? I was like, I don't care. Yeah. I'm on MTV and I'm like going hard and like, who cares?
That's good though. So it's the right attitude to have.
Yeah, I think that during season two, the only reason things started shifting is because Spencer came in with storylines and producers like asking to do certain things. And Spencer had having ideas for certain things. So for me, that was a shift in filming, but I never really was concerned about like what I'm saying.
The ums,
you know?
And the likes. Yeah. I just said likes so much.
Well, like, he looked great.
Don't say it.
Everybody does.
I know.
So many people say that.
Right. Okay, so Frankie, let's get into Frankie's Confession Corner since we are on season two.
Oh,
but you've
got to
tell the audience what this entails. And you got to, Heidi kind of knows, but like he's got some very thought provoking questions sometimes.
Is this where the mamitas comes in?
Yeah, really
yes.
Nice.
So you know when
I need to restock the mamitas in here.
Yeah,
somebody's been in the back drinking them. Yeah.
Mine's a couple. Yeah.
They do say that when you drink a little bit, the truth comes out. So that's why we started this whole mamitas brought to you, brings you the confession corner. But today I think it's more of a G-rated one because I wanted to ask more like how you guys feel about this because especially YouTube, we're on Netflix.
Mm. Yeah, it's season one and two is on Netflix right now.
And
which
people are obsessing about it all over again. How do you guys feel about it? And does it make you feel like, oh, now that Netflix has opened the door, is there a chance that we could potentially go back and maybe do something with Netflix instead of everything else we were doing?
I love Netflix.
Do you want to start?
And chill?
You could start. I mean, I think it's amazing that just simultaneously we're doing, like, we're on season two on our podcast and the second season is on Netflix right now. So I think it's really cool for even new fans to watch it and get into it. And then they could connect with us on our podcast and ask us questions or whatever they want to know. But as far as, like, I'm never opposed to anything, but yeah, like we would have to huddle up together if we were going to do another show together and get on the same page. So we're all on this, you know, nothing like it was this last round.
I mean, I love being on Netflix. I wish we had royalty checks. That's tricky. But I think
You don't
great.
Have royalty checks?
I have probably only Lauren. I bet she has royalty checks is what I would guess.
I wonder.
I think it's great. I think it's great to have a new generation. And originally when it aired, people thought I was the bad best friend and like they just believed what Lauren said and everyone was so immersed in her and her storyline. And now with this new generation, people are saying to me like, wow, that was bitchy of her. Or, wow, she wasn't a good friend to you. Mm-hmm. Or so it's given me a little more justice and a little more of a level playing field as a person who was in that situation. So I really like the new perspective and different things that I've got. It's also been really great for my music. I have a whole cult following.
Yeah, weren't you trending on?
Yeah,
had, like,
4 million
TikTok,
streams on Spotify, which is great.
Yeah,
and
I saw that.
I think Spencer's enjoying all the hate comments and love at the same time. God. But I think people also get to see that he was so ahead of it too. So it's nice. It was always frustrating not having people appreciate Spencer and what he was really doing behind the scenes and how smart and crafty. And he kind of got shot in the edit a little bit. And, you know, he agreed to that too. But now there's a different generation that can see it. He did embrace it and we did embrace it also. Yeah. But for people to be able to take a step back and be like, whoa, he was a genius and made it successful, and to have an appreciation for him too has also been really nice.
Yeah. Well, I always see it as, I mean, I've always said this to Brody, and I say that at the end of the day, like, I really considered you probably, like you know, like on Karate Kid with, like, Ralph Macchio, like, the Karate Kid, mm-hmm. and the other guy was the bad guy. Mm-hmm. But when you see it from his perspective, like, yeah. the other kid came into my town, started flirting with my girl, sucker punches me, and then I beat him up. Like, he had the other guy had the reasoning to beat him up. I feel like you had your reasons to, like, you were the other star. Like, you were, like, the star of the show. And I always thought that if it wasn't for you to actually bring in Spencer and believing mm-hmm. in him, the show really could have gone down very quickly.
Thank you.
For yeah. sure.
Yeah. Oh, it was such sight.
A, yeah, you could see even from last season, Heidi, yeah. when, like, Heidi, you were definitely last season. I was like,
you brought the energy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And like, that attitude where you weren't filtering yourself, I think that's, right. that was huge. Mm-hmm. And you could see that. You could see that you did not care what came, you know, you were just being genuine and you were being yourself. I mean, it came across, and it came across well. You know, I think that's like yeah. so important, especially with those types of shows, just like being able to just yeah. do or say anything and not care.
And just having you here with us, like, it's just, thanks. It's great.
And I'm sorry I cut you out, Adrian. It was the wrong thing to do.
Oh, it's okay.
You guys are friends now.
Yeah, yeah.
It made for a show.
Are we friends now, Adrian? Are we okay?
It made for a good show.
It did.
I don't
know. Yeah, I think outside if we weren't all pressured to, like, have to do certain things around the show, like, I think everybody would get along just fine.
Yeah, there was a lot of manipulation. A lot.
We got to get Heidi to feed her beautiful little baby.
Yes, thank you.
So thank you guys so much for listening. Follow, rate, and review The Hills Rewatch wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you like to watch us, you can go check us out on YouTube. See you guys next week.
Woo. Yeah, and you know what? Congratulations, Brody.
Oh, what?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Brody's a dad.
Brody's going to be a daddy. But you know
he's
what?
He's going to be a daddy. I'm so you know what? Excited.
The journey started the day he found out. Because that's when you start caring about yeah. the baby. You start yep. taking care of yourself even better just to be healthy for, mm-hmm. for him. So yeah, for
let's her. All make our guesses. Boy or girl? You go first.
I'm going to say boy.
I'm going to say girl.
I'm going to say boy.
Just healthy is all I care about. But, you know, my intuition's twins. Pointing probably towards girl.
Twins?
Oh, my gosh.
No, we know it's not twins.
No, it's not twins. No.